Hello, agents, and welcome to the 23rd episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. This is a podcast all about the night game Ingress, and this week we'll be going over the Cryptic Memories results, because we had the Soul Battle, Shard Knight, and the main XM anomalies all finish in the week, and go over an update to the app and an update to the Ingress website as well. So, be quite a long one, I think, so buckle in. And we'll get started on the third cell battle and the results from there. The third and final cell battle for Cryptic Memories had just started off last time we recorded. It's now completed. It ran until the 14th of March, so I'm going to run through those results. Again, the way it's presented on the Ingress website is the Enlightened results first and Resistance results second. So I'm just going to read through them in that way just for ease for myself. So in AM06 Juliet 07, Enlightened got 0.7 points and Resistance got 14.3 points. Just a reminder, it's 15 points total, each of these cells. In AM09 Lima 10, Enlightened only got 0.1 point and Resistance got 14.9. So Resistance got most of the points there. And then in NR14 Sierra 00, it was basically flipped around with Enlightened getting 14.9 points and Resistance getting 0.1. In AM02 Delta 13, the Enlightened got 13 points and Resistance got 2 points. In AM02 Foxtrot 09, the Enlightened got all the points, getting 15 points there, Resistance getting 0 points. In NR02 Kilo 02, there were 4.5 points to the Enlightened and 10.5 points to the Resistance. In NR Golf 08, it was 0.4 points to the Enlightened, 14.6 points to Resistance, so they got that one. In NR01 Foxtrot 02, it's 1.9 points to the Enlightened and 13.1 points to the Resistance. AF0 Romeo 09 was a repeat of one of the earlier Foxtrot ones, where Enlightened got 15 points, Resistance got 0 points there. In AF14 Romeo 03, Enlightened got 12.5 points, and Resistance got 2.5 points. In AS12 Lima 10, Enlightened again got 15 points, Resistance unfortunately got 0 points there. In PA07 Sierra 08, there were 14.6 points to the Enlightened and 0.4 points to the Resistance. In NR16 Bravo 13, which is the last of these cells, it was 12.8 points to the Enlightened and 2.2 points to the Resistance. So that meant overall for the third and final cell battle of Cryptic Memories, the Enlightened got 120.4 points and Resistance got 74.6 points. And those got added to the series total, which I'll go over once I've gone through the final Shard Knight, which I'll go through now. The third and final Shard Knight for the Cryptic Memories anomaly is now also taking place. That was on the 15th of March across various cities through the world. And it's for this event, it's the total amount of points are shared of 10 points per location between whoever's got the most shards for this Shard Knight. So again, these go with Enlightened shards first, and then Resistance shards, Enlightened points and Resistance points. So I read through them in that way. So in Santos, the Enlightened got 0 shards, Resistance got 10 shards. This means the Enlightened got 0 points and Resistance got the whole 10 points for that location. In La Paz, the Enlightened got 7 shards, Resistance got 1 shard, and the Enlightened got 8.8 points and Resistance got 1.3 points. Just didn't quite add up, that's fine. And in Pittsburgh, the Enlightened got 8 shards, whereas Resistance got 2 shards, a nice easy 8 points to the Enlightened and 2 points to the Resistance. In Raleigh, the Enlightened got 13 shards, Resistance, unfortunately, got 0 shards there, so 10 points to Enlightened, 0 to Resistance. In Toronto, Enlightened got 10 shards, and Resistance got 2 shards, so that's 8.3 points to Enlightened, 1.7 points to Resistance. In Fort Worth, the Enlightened got 9 shards, Resistance got 1 shard, so nice and easy to work out with 9 points to Enlightened and 1 point to Resistance. In Calgary, the Enlightened got all the shards there, by the look of it, we're getting 12 shards. Resistance got no shards, so that's 10 points to Enlightened, 0 to Resistance. In Salt Lake City, the Enlightened got 8 shards, and Resistance got 2 shards, so again, nice and easy with 8 points to Enlightened, 2 to Resistance. In Zumpango, the Enlightened got 4 shards, whereas Resistance got 5 shards. So Enlightened scored 4.4 and Resistance scored 5.6. In Berkeley, the Enlightened got 10 shards, Resistance got 1 shard. So that was 9.1 points to Enlightened and 0.9 points to Resistance. In Glendale, the Enlightened got 8 shards and Resistance got no shards. So that was 10 points to Enlightened, no points to Resistance. In Pasadena, the Enlightened got 2 shards, Resistance got 9 shards, so that time the Enlightened got 1.8 points and Resistance got 8.2 points. In Vancouver, I think that's probably the closest ones we've had. Oh, Zumpango is close as well, but anyway, in Vancouver, it was 5 shards to the Enlightened and 4 shards to Resistance, so 5.6 points to Enlightened and 4.4 points to Resistance from there. So in total, that was 93 points to the Enlightened overall, and 37.1 points to the Resistance. And as said before, those along with the other cell battles of the Shard Knights all went into the total anomaly score. And we're going to cover the Macau and Porto anomaly scores and the overall score and the winner of Cryptic Memories next. The two main XM anomalies on the ground in Macau and Porto also finished today. So there are further breakdowns available on the Ingress news post that I'll link to, but what I'm going to do is just cover the main overall score in Macau and Porto. Again, it's presented on the website as Enlightened first and then Resistance, that's where I'll do it. So in Macau, the score was 59.3 points to the Enlightened and 99.8 points to the Resistance, so the Resistance won the anomaly in Macau. And in Porto, it was 56.6 points to the Enlightened and 115.4 points to Resistance. So Resistance also won the XM anomaly in Porto. Overall, the total points were 115.9 to the Enlightened and 215.2 to the Resistance. So what does that mean overall? That's what I'm going on to next. In the run-up to the final results of Cryptic Memories, I'm just going to run through the other events that all went on during this and who won what. So there was the Global Live Op, where the Resistance won that with 101.7 points and Enlightened got 98.3. The first Cell Battle was won by the Enlightened with 117.3 points, where Resistance got 77.7 points. The first Shard Knight was narrowly fought with 63.3 points to Enlightened, and Resistance winning that one with 66.7. The Anomaly in Adelaide was won by Enlightened with 132.5 points, where Resistance got 36.6 points. And in Santiago, it was won by the Resistance with 85.8 points, where Resistance got 79.2 points. The second Cell Battle was won by the Enlightened with 113.4 points versus Resistance's 81.6 points. The second Shard Knight was won by Enlightened with 83.2 points, where Resistance got 46.9 points. The third Cell Battle that I just covered was won by the Enlightened with 120.4 points, where Resistance got 74.6 points. The third Shard Knight was won by the Enlightened with 93 points versus Resistance's 37.1 points. In Macau, as I just mentioned, that was won by the Resistance with 99.8 points, where Enlightened got 59.3 points. And then Porto was won by the Resistance with 115.4 points, and Enlightened got 56.6 points. So if you follow that all along, that means the Resistance got 82, sorry, the Resistance got 823.9 points for Cryptic Memories overall, and Enlightened got 1016.5 points, and Enlightened have won the Cryptic Memories Anomaly series with all of those points. As a reminder, there was a little bit of lore that came with who won Cryptic Memories. It's not yet been revealed on what's happening with that, but as it's only just recently finished up, I assume that will come. But just to rephrase it here, it notes that early intelligence suggests the faction that wins the Cryptic Memories Anomaly series winner, which is weird phrasing, will affect a critical aspect of this reality controlling the faction identity of Redacted. We don't currently know who Redacted is. People suspect Machina, an anime character, some other character that we've already had in Ingress before. But as time of recording this podcast, we don't know. So it'll be interesting to see. And interesting to see how we move into the next sort of phase of things. However, before that, we do have the bonus week that's coming up. So just a reminder, that's from the 22nd of March from 5 p.m. UTC to 1st of April 5 p.m. UTC, and for that all actions will yield 1.331 times AP, and Hex on friendly portals will yield 1.331 times amount of gear. It's not yet known whether there'll be extra bonuses for Enlightened for them winning, or any changes that will happen on there, any glyphs, badges, things like that. Not known yet. Probably won't be anything more than buy one get one fireworks, but we'll have to look forward to and see what the team decide to do. In the meantime, I'm going to move on and talk about some other updates that have happened. A few other little tidbits, I guess, to add on to the end of the Cryptic Memories Anomaly. So in previous location, we saw that there was the NL1331 and then a letter van that appeared. For Porto and Macau, it was no different. So Porto got the NL1331P portal. Again, just the portal, no van. And Macau had the NL1331M portal. The P one being like a misty red, and the M one being a kind of burnt yellow colour, I guess. But if you hacked those portals, you then gained a point towards your NL1331 meetup badge. So you're pretty much swimming in badges if you attended the anomaly in person. And as well, as I mentioned, there is the bonus week running, and there's still the badges that are available until the 31st of March, being the Cryptic Memory Supporter Badge, the Zion Kunikida, and the Makoto Midorikawa badge, all 30,800 CMU with some extra items. So those are continuing on. And as mentioned just now, we've got the bonus week as well. So even though the anomaly on the ground and the events are over, we've got a little bit of Cryptic Memory still left for the rest of the month. So just wanted to mention that and then move on to our next part. On the 15th of March, which is pretty close to the anomaly, the Ingress team decided to update the Ingress Prime. So we're now on 2.137.1. And in this one, they fixed the intro globe to reflect the real world state after signing into Ingress, and also fixed keys scrolling touch target to make it easier to scroll. So before it was jumping around a lot with the scroll bar, and then now it seemed to not scroll at all for very much for most agents. So that's now been fixed and not reverted, but certainly fixed to be better. So you can scroll through your keys quickly. And the globe at the start now shows areas of Resistance control, Enlightened control on the map. I've not noticed it showing any Machina control, but of course at the moment Machina can't make fields. Maybe it will evolve, but we've not seen it make any fields as yet. But all contains nice things, so I encourage you to go to your App Store, Play Store, and update your app. You should be on 2.137.1 as mentioned, and the Ingress team seem to be staying on track for doing an update every 2 weeks or so. So we'll probably get one at the end of the month slash start of April. But that's all. Just go and update your app, and then we'll talk about an update to the Ingress website. Few short hours after I'd finished recording the last podcast on the Friday, the Ingress team updated their website for the first time in ages, basically. And it's now got a tagline to say it's a worldwide territory AR game. And they've got a nice spinning globe. It does spin. I've made it spin, but it doesn't seem to be functioning. I've accidentally triggered it a couple of times. And they note that the fate of the world is in your hands, agent. They've got the video for Ingress Prime for when they launch that, and details saying that Ingress is A, they're missing an A here, worldwide team-based geo-mobile territory control. I presume they're missing the word game there too. Saying, join one of two factions locked in a hidden conflict that's taking place all around you. The world is not what it seems. Discover, strategize, collaborate. It's time to move. And they show examples of the map, fighting for control, people doing real-world events. Just to note, the website is device dependent, so if you're on an Apple device, you'll only see a link to the App Store. If you're on a Google device, you'll only see a link to the Play Store. So that can cause confusion if you're looking at it and trying to recommend it to someone else on a different OS that can't see a button on your screen. They will be able to see it on there, so download Ingress. There's a few quotes from the New York Times, Vice, and Wired about praise for Ingress. They are a little outdated, as far as I know, from previous things. And scrolling further down the page, we've got some presumably AI artwork showing what faction you'll fight for, asking you to choose a side. And if you choose Enlightened, it will have a few details about Enlightened viewing XM as a gift. And if you click on Resistance, sorry, going back to Enlightened for a second, they've got a green hooded girl with the Enlightened logo behind her on like a spacey futuristic background. It's all right. And the Resistance agent, if you click onto that section, is wearing a motorcycle helmet, a blue jacket, and they've got a cityscape background behind them. I did notice it for Resistance, they've got a peridot screen up as well as a toast on one of them. So I don't know if that's saying Resistance agents also play peridot and Enlightened agents don't, or whether they just want to try and sneak in advertising the other wholly Niantic-owned game in there. But as I said, if you click the Resistance one, it will say that the Resistance view XM with caution and give details on there. And further down, it will talk about beginning your journey and show off some of the items and talk about collaborating and building. And they've also then got a nice little Please Buy Ingress merch section with the Year 11 shirt, the Mr. Cheeks shirts. Fortunately, I can't buy any of those because they're all on Amazon.com. I'm in the UK. And then you'll see the news and events part down there with things like the 2024 mission days. And then a bit more AI artwork with the download links. And then, interestingly, down right at the bottom or via a tab at the top of the page, if you're looking, you can see. So, sorry, I'm going to backtrack a bit. I'll cover the top of the page firstly. So from the top you can get to news, which we'll find all the usual news stuff, merch, the Intel map, and then help, which is the Niantic help shift pages where you can raise issues on there. And then going to the bottom, there's again news, merch, Intel map. There's a link to the missions website, a link to the anime homepage, again a link to help, a link to events, which just goes to the news page, even though it's a different URL, it's news slash events, but it's exactly the same news page as far as I can tell. And then there's a link to their Instagram, their Facebook, and their YouTube channels. Interestingly, there is no link to their Twitter account now available from the main website, and nor is there a link to the Telegram account, but I don't think there ever was. It would be a handy link to put in because they put most of their stuff on Twitter and Telegram. Also, agents noticed missing initially was a link to the Ingress community forums. However, there is a link to the investigate section of the community forums, which I don't think has been updated for years and years now, but that is a way to get to the forums from there. I know people have been discussing the value of the forums without Niantic input because we've had things like the Wayfarer team having regular AMAs and then the Ingress players and team. I can't remember the last time we had an AMA, like a proper one. So that was probably back when Krug was doing it and we got regular AMAs, and then people also discussed whether we still need AMAs, what would be asked, would anything useful come of it? But it's a bit weird to me they don't link to a few of the main sources of information, being the Twitter, the Telegram, and the forums when they use those. Because obviously, if you need to report a bug, it was handy to do that on the forums. So I don't know whether they'll update the website further, but they have updated that now. I think it fits with the kind of futuristic-y theme that the Ingress team have going on. I'm just a bit irked that it happened a couple of hours after I'd recorded the last podcast. I didn't have time to fit it in before going off to play Dungeons and Dragons. So, but it's not a problem. It's updated now. As I said, it looks nice. So, quite happy that they're still putting things into it. I just wanted to now talk about their social media as well, now that I've mentioned their Facebook, Twitter, things like that, just briefly. As mentioned, one of the main ways in which the Ingress team communicate is still via Twitter. And one agent pointed out to me recently that if you go onto the Ingress Twitter page, which is just twitter.com/ingress, you will notice their main header banner is still about the Ingress discovery anomaly on the 14th of October 2023. So they've not updated that since that time, and we've obviously been through quite a few anomalies since then that they could have amended and updated, but for whatever reason have decided not to do that. And then their Ingress Facebook page is even further back. I think it's pre-COVID when we were going through things like Didact and those kind of events. So if you're listening to this Ingress team, it would be appreciated if you update it at least for buried memories when we start on there. Just a little upload to let us know you're still paying attention on social media rather than just posting directly there would be fantastic. Never mind, just my own little hopes on there. I'm gonna move on now to the next part of the show. For our features this week, I'm going to talk about the NL1331 meetups badge slash medal, because I've been talking about those vans for a little while. So this is awarded for attending events where there's the NL1331 van in attendance. So whether that's just the portal, as it often is, or the actual van itself, sometimes it's been a car or other vehicle with an NL1331 sticker on, and then a portal has appeared there. But all you need to do to earn ticks on that badge is hack that portal, whatever it is, whether it's NL1331 MPX, whatever one it is that appears at the event, then you can earn points on that badge. It was originally untiered, so it was just earn it once and you have it medal. But in January 2018, it turned into a tiered medal. So the tiers are bronze being 1, silver is 5, gold is 10, platinum is 25, and onyx is 50. I'd assume you can, if you attend 100 events, get that with wings on if you're recursed. But I know a lot of agents have one or two ticks on it at least from when there were virtual events held during lockdown and COVID times. So I myself have got two ticks on that medal, even though I've not been in attendance where the van has been around. Hopefully it is at the next anomaly that I've managed to attend, and I can go through and get details from there and at least get it up to silver. That'd be great. But Niantic do often bring out other events such as SXSW or GDC, things like that, where tech companies go and meet and you've got AR demos, things like that. So even if you can't attend Anomaly, if you're in the industry or linked to it, you may be able to attend one of those events and hack the portal there to get that credit. But I'd say it's one of the rarer ones because usually you have to attend an event to actually get this medal. But I thought I'd mention it because I've talked about the vans quite a bit and we'll obviously have new vans coming out for Naha and Chicago and all the various events for Buried Memories. So just a little thing on there. Do you have the badge yourself? Did you get it during lockdown? Did you get it at events before? Let us know on the Q&A bits. That would be great. Thank you for listening to the 23rd episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, agents. That's all from us for this week. If you'd like to follow the podcast, you can do that via social media on Threads or Instagram is generally the best way under the name ingress.insights. Obviously, I appreciate whenever you interact on the polls or Q&A or rate the show via whatever podcast you're listening to this on. And hope the transcripts have been handy for those that are following on Apple Podcasts, even though I've seen it's mistaken a few things on there, it's mostly got it right. And then next time, I'm hoping we have the Q2 events out and we can talk a bit more about Buried Memories and what's going to be happening there, as well as looking at what's going to be happening to the redacted person as part of the Cryptic Memories lore storyline. Again, thank you all for listening. See you all next time and hope you have a happy hacking Sunday. Bye.